Hey Victor, do you ever wish you had an extra $20 in your pocket so when you go to these live events that you want to go to and concerts and sporting events, you'll have extra money for merchandise, food, and all other miscellaneous things?
Yeah, that 20 bucks can go to some go to a beer.
Yeah, or two beers or whatever amount. I don't really know. I don't know prices at these places, but I do have a way that you can save $20 so you can have that right in your pocket when you go to these events. And that is with SeatGeek. That is today's sponsor. SeatGeek is an amazing app that helps you buy tickets in literally the easiest way possible. So if you're a pro wrestling fan and want to go to your first or second or third sports event for WWE or AEW, or even just a concert where you can see maybe Lady Gaga or Pitbull or whoever you like, or even go to a baseball game or a hockey game or whatever sport you like. SeatGeek has got you covered. Well, actually, technically, we got you covered with our promo code MarkoutMedia. That's one word, MarkoutMedia. You will save $20 on your first purchase. And I'm telling you, having a 20 in your pocket when you go to one of these events is really going to keep you happy.
Hear that? You hear that?
It sounds disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's a root beer.
Your favorite?
This is, well, I love root beer, but not this one. This is like.
Then why'd you get it?
Well, because it was the only thing at the Dollar Tree that I found that was a root beer.
Cool. All
right. Well, it's about time you had a fucking. What is this called?
Interview.
Interview. Yeah, I was gonna say podcast, which it is. But
yeah, it's still the first. The intro and the outro are.
Does the intro still say that I'm the king of vlog style?
Yeah, I'm not gonna change it.
Okay, I knew you wouldn't. Anyways, roll the intro, Berkeley.
Following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From San Jose, California, the king of vlog style, David Edge, and everyone's favorite, Brother Victor. This is the Markout Media Podcast.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Markout Media Podcast. If this is your first time, my name is David Edge, and with me, as always, is my brother Victor.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? What's up?
Okay, yeah, they can't calm it down.
Calm down, guys.
They get it. You can just say hi once.
Okay, hi.
Okay, there you go. Make sure to subscribe to us. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and many more platforms where podcasts are provided to you. Also, make sure to follow us on social media. We're on Instagram and is it called Twitter or X?
I still call it Twitter.
On Instagram or Twitter at MarkoutMedia18. That's, once again, it is MarkoutMedia18. Also, make sure to buy the merch at BrainBusterTees.com.
Where can they follow you?
They can follow me at DavidXEdge on Twitter and Instagram. And then for TikTok, it is at DavidXEdge666. Supposedly there's another DavidXEdge.
Is there?
Yeah, he has no fucking profile, no followers. I want to fucking murder him.
I'm pretty sure. No, because then, I don't know. That'd be cool if you can get that account. But that's for TikTok, right?
Yeah, it's. I want it back because I don't want the vlog style stuff anymore. Like
I know I can't even put your logo on the flyer. I was thinking about it. I was like,
no, you don't need it. This is your show. I'm just here because you obviously need some backup, I guess.
I could ask someone else to do the intro and outro.
Hey, you're looking. No. You're looking darker, by the way.
Darker?
Yeah, you're looking tan.
Yeah, that's all my treatments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not because of the summertime?
No, it's not because of the summertime. It's because of my treatments.
It's because I have a skin condition.
It's because of my psoriasis treatments. Wow. Dad looked at me and he was like, why do you have a sunglasses tan? And I was like, because I have to wear these big old, they're not just normal sunglasses, they're big old sunglasses.
And like goggles? I have to wear like, do they cover your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they cover everything.
Oh, so they're like giant swimming goggles, but they're blacked out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I have to wear those inside the thing or else I'd probably blind myself.
Wow. So it's like, hey, enjoying your summer or having a skin condition? The answer is yes.
Skin condition. A little bit of both. I'm enjoying the summer. How's your summer?
It's been all right, I guess. I mean, just.
Did you go to Comic-Con? The one that was here?
I did go to Comic-Con.
It was at the Holiday Inn, right?
Yeah, it was really small.
Was it? I know. I was all like, why are they having it there?
I got a t-shirt that says Comic-Con.
That's cool.
And then I got a poster that says, well, no, it didn't say Comic-Con. It does. It says San Jose Con.
Oh, okay.
And that's every, I guess they're going to start doing it there from here on out. Because I know the Silicon Valley one's not a thing anymore.
It's not?
No, the guys, I think the people who ran it, they stopped their, they're not a company anymore.
No.
So it's not a thing anymore. So now you just have to do San Jose Con at the Holiday Inn, which is really cool. I suggest to go because it's cheap. It's only like 10 or 12 bucks to go.
Oh, okay. Well, I never been.
Well, It's better than, I mean, no offense to the Silicon Valley Comic Con, but I think it's like $35 a day.
Oh, okay.
So
wow.
Compared to like $12 for one day.
That's not bad.
But yeah, no, it's been good. Just been training. I had my first ever match at the showcase. That was fun. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was cool. I was able to film some of it, and the reaction that you got online was pretty good.
Yeah, but fucking my phone died from how much I was getting reactions and notifications.
Yeah, people were all like
lying about that part, about my phone dying, but it got really low.
Oh, well, either way, from my end, people loved the entrance. They're like, oh, post videos of the match. And then I did. People loved it, and it's crazy. Like, the video of you doing your entrance for me, which is not, you know, it's a big number for me, but it got over 1,000 views.
Yeah, that's wow. I'm viral.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's better than having no views.
Don't touch me. I'm famous.
You could have had like 60 views.
Whoa. I'm telling you. That's high praise.
That's what I'm saying. You got over 1,000 views, which that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Viewing it at least.
I guess I got so excited. I saw Gil's daughter and I grabbed her and I shook her.
Yeah.
Someone thought it was a fan. So I do apologize if anyone who thought it was like me like harassing a fan. Like, sorry about that. It was honestly, it's Gil's daughter. She trains with us.
But then the other guy, that was Lean Mean Jake. And like I said, you guys have
me and Lean.
Yeah, you and Lean Mean love to fight each other. Not fight, but you guys
honestly
love to argue.
It's the funniest thing. Like, if people don't know me and Jake, Jake is one of my good friends. Jake actually calls me like every now and then. And like, we just talk a bunch of shit to each other. But we love each other so much. Like, but we're always going to, that's why, like, he literally flipped me off the second I got to the ring. So I knew he was going to do something like that. So I slapped it out of his hand, which was funny to me. But I mean, some people didn't like me touching the fans, but I mean, they were my friends. But I will try to be a lot better. I also grabbed I'm going to say it's someone's girlfriend's hat. I took their hat at the end of the show and they were not happy. So maybe one day said person will have a match with me one day, and we'll hat on a pole match or something.
Yeah, you can't take someone's hat.
Yeah, that's their identity.
You ever seen like MJF when he grabs the person's hat and he just like frisbees it?
It's like when he threw beer into that little kid's face.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be like that. I just got really excited.
And it's your first match. What do you expect?
Yeah. And I won. I'm undefeated right now.
You're undefeated.
Undefeated. And I mean, I'm not going to say that it was all me. I'm just going to say Victor Von Richter really helped out.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, I had a blast and I can't wait for more. I'm trying to get some shit together and save up some money for, I don't know, cause I obviously I want some, I need to get me a new pair of boots, but I'm trying to buy a heat press.
What is that?
It makes, it's the same thing that Jordan Blue has.
Oh, to make t-shirts?
Yeah, I make t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, she got a lot of merch.
Yeah, and it's easy for her. She literally, you can get the transfer paper, you put it on the t-shirt, you put the heat press on it for a couple seconds, and then you lift it up, and it's, bam, it's a new t-shirt.
I think that's what Dad wanted to do with the fake concert shirts.
No, you can do that. Like,
no, I'm saying that's what he explained to me.
And a heat press isn't even that much. Guess how much a heat press goes for?
$100.
Wow.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
They go for about $160.
Okay, close.
Well, no, I'm just saying compared to like the silk screen.
Yeah.
Silk screens are like thousands of dollars.
I believe it.
And then a heat press is just like 160.
Okay, that's not bad.
And then I want to do like hats and mugs, you know, stuff like that.
You should do the thing where you can make your own pins.
Oh, I saw that. That's how Justin
makes the Circus of Sin pins.
I think
by himself.
I think I might try to do that too. Honestly, I might try to open up like a clothing thing so I can help other wrestlers out with like more affordable stuff in the Bay Area, because I know a lot of people have to go, you know, online and go find some place like Pro Wrestling Tees or Brainbuster. No offense to you guys. I'm just saying I want to be able to just be like, you know, someone who lives in like maybe, you know, San Rafael or somewhere on the East Bay or somewhere in the peninsula and be like, hey, I need merchandise. So I can make you merchandise. No problem.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But so it's you got yourself your interview.
Yeah. So, I mean, I posted something, then he was the one that hit me up and he was like, you down to do one? And I was all like, yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, no, that's.
But that's what I was telling someone last night. I was hanging out with someone, and I was like, if I have that fuck it, why not attitude, I'm going to get more shit done.
Huh. Well, there you go. Maybe you should have more fuck it's.
Yeah. So, fuck it, why not? But yeah, my guest for this one was Cameron Gates.
Yeah,
Cameron
Gates.
Great to talk to him. You know, I've seen some of his stuff from Santino Bros, LA Fights. He did Oasis not that long ago.
That's where I heard of Gates was through
Oasis.
Oasis. I think it was a scramble match, right?
Yes, it was. It was on Journey's Odyssey.
Yeah, Journey's Odyssey. That is correct. And he looks good. I mean, I'm glad that you were able to get your interview in. And I can't wait for everyone to hear it. So let's quit all the bullshit and let's just get right into that goddamn interview. Why am I so antsy over this?
Yeah, let's go, guys.
Sorry, it's been a while. But anyways, we're going to get on to the interview with Cameron Gates right here, right now on the Markout Media Podcast.
Today, my guest is highly recommended, Cameron Gates. Cameron Gates, how are we doing?
Hey, man. How's it going? I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. It's going to get hotter at around probably 5 o'clock, I assume. And yeah, try to stay cool. That's it.
Where are you at?
I'm in the Bay Area.
Okay, so up north. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's really hot out there.
Yeah. So where are you at?
Right now I'm in I'm in the SoCal area. I'm like right by Ventura, Thousand Oaks kind of area. I live in Camarillo, is the city I live in.
Okay, but where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Fresno, or Fresno area, actually. I won't even say from Fresno. I'm from, like, the town that I'm from is called Parlier. It's a small little city, one high school. Not that, you know, not too many people. But it's in Fresno County, and I lived there until I was about probably, like, 18 or 19.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I did music with my brother, so we played Fresno a lot. Yeah, I definitely remember playing Fresno a lot. We played this place called the Chinatown Youth Center. It was on F Street, but it shut down now.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
Yeah, it was like a cool little punk venue, a little DIY little punk venue. There's like graffiti all over the walls and shit like that. It was pretty cool. Little small venue, but yeah, I mean, Fresno, Jesus, that's those summers out there. Yeah, those summers out there are brutal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I can remember it being like 104 degrees, 105 degrees, and like every summer felt like it was getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Yeah, and we were like out there like playing baseball and like football and in the heat, and we didn't even, it like felt normal. But now as like an adult, it feels like crazy. If I'm like in like 80 degrees and up, I'm like dying, which is weird.
That's what San Jose is like. If San Jose is like a cool like maybe like 85 throughout the day, it's bad, but it's not too bad. Like you still can, you know, be going outside and doing shit, but the perfect weather for us is like 75 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. And see where I'm at now, that's kind of like what it is. Like every day it's like in the low 70s. If it gets any hotter than that, it feels like kind of like weird. Cause it's nice all year long where I'm at right now, which is awesome. I love it here.
Yeah, that's cool. But you mentioned baseball and football. I did go through your Facebook just to get some research on you. And I did see that you were playing baseball. But what year was that? Like, was that high school?
That was, I started playing when I was like five.
Okay.
Depending on what picture, I'm not exactly sure which one it is, because I played on a travel ball team.
Oh, okay.
From the time that I was like 12. And our team was together until we were like 18, 19 years old. So I spent like 6 years with this team.
Yeah.
And then I did play in high school also all 4 years. So yeah. That probably it had to be 2015 or before.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 26 right now.
That's what I figured. I was like, you gotta be like 26 or 27.
Yeah, I just turned 26. Well, not just turned, I turned 26 in May. Actually share a birthday with The Rock. So I always like to share that fact.
That's sick. That's
nice. Yeah, but yeah, 26 right now.
Yeah, man, that's great. And okay, so but you played baseball. Did you play any other sports?
Yeah, so I played baseball pretty much my whole life. I started playing football, I think like in sixth or seventh grade. And then I did wrestling for like high school wrestling for like a year in high school, my freshman year. Yeah. And then after that, I just stuck with baseball and football, and then did lifting during that that winter season for the last 4 years of high school. I did do MMA for like a year before I moved out here to SoCal when I was still up in Fresno. I did it for maybe like 10 months, and that was just kind of like just training, working out. It wasn't like I was like getting ready for a fight or anything like that, but kind of just like, you know, something new that I was doing.
When you did the training for MMA, was it kind of similar for the training, like just the, like the conditioning and all that stuff for like wrestling, like trying to get your, you know, body ready and everything like that?
Yeah, kind of. Like the idea is the same, where we're just kind of pushing it and trying to get to that like really like high heart rate and then kind of keep pushing it in that zone. What I would say with like with the only difference that I would say is like with MMA, it's like really like technique driven, even in those moments where you get tired, whether it's like punching a bag or kicking a bag or whatever it is, or hitting mitts, you know?
Yeah.
And with wrestling, it's kind of, it's different in that, you know, you're not doing those things, but you, they still say the same thing when you're training wrestling, you know, like when you're tired, your technique has to be even stronger, because that's when you get hurt, and when you get tired, you start lacking. And then that's, you know, when injuries happen. So, I guess they're kind of the same and different in that regard, but yeah, they're both pretty intense.
Yeah. So let's, I want to talk about, cause you trained at Santino Bros, correct?
Right. Correct.
What was that like for, you know, first day, and you know, what, you know, what got you to get up and say, I'm going to go train today and I'm going to go to the school and get, you know, get it done.
Well, I was actually, like I said, I'm from Fresno. So Santino's is down here in the LA area.
Yeah.
So the first school that I actually looked into, I don't even remember what it was called. It was actually in the Fresno area, but like this school, I just couldn't get in touch with them for whatever reason. Like no numbers worked, no emails worked. They had like no social media. So I actually just like showed up one day to like their, were the address that I found on Facebook, and they were like actually doing a training at the time, and I got like yelled at like by the guy that was doing the training. You know, cause, and now I understand why, you know what I mean? Because it's being around like a wrestling school and being in the business, like I was just some random guy at the time walking up to their training. It's supposed to be private, you know what I mean? But I just wanted to train at the time. Yeah, that didn't really work out in the end. I don't think they were really like running it kind of like Santino's was, where it's really like a school and a business, you know what I mean? I think they were just training at that time. So that's kind of what made me, you know, want to look into Santino's. I googled wrestling schools. It's literally like the first result that came out, Santino Bros Wrestling Academy. I had an uncle that lived down in the same area that I'm in now, so it kind of like all the pieces just worked that I, you know, I can go move with my uncle, go train at Santino's and, you know, find a job here and whatever. So it kind of all seemed like it would work. So my first day at Santino's was actually, they still do them to this day. It's the 1 day tryout, the 1 day camp that they do. So I took a day off of work, drove down there for that, you know, super nervous, but like super like excited. At the time I was like, I swore that like I was like born to do this shit, you know what I mean? So I was like super like, I was nervous, but I was like motivated and kind of really just talking myself into it. But that first day was it was rough. It was like a full 3 hour day, kind of doing like all of the basics. So like rolls, conditioning, some lockups, you know, basic, some bumps, even running the ropes, even some character work, which kind of, that was really, you know, scary for me and threw me for a loop when it came around. I did horrible. But for as far as like all the like the physical stuff, I felt like I was actually pretty prepared for it, because I had been like training beforehand. I had like been watching Tough Enough and like, you know, trying to like learn like kind of what I was trying to see what I was in for and kind of getting myself prepared. So it was tough, dude. I got yelled at by a lot of the guys that were, you know, already working at the time.
Yeah.
And you know, I think Brody King was there, Chaos was there. And you know, it was rough. It was, you know, they didn't take it easy on us. They put us through the ringer. But it was awesome and I loved it. And you know, at the end of it, I couldn't wait to sign up for the next class.
Yeah. Because you did go to another, because I wrote down in my notes that you did some training at the New Japan dojo in LA.
Yeah, that was actually just this year.
How was that?
That was awesome. That was intense. It was like every day was super hard. It was every day we were in there doing like an hour and a half of just cardio work, then an hour and a half after that of like technique and, you know, just learning from the coaches. Fred Rosser was our head coach. Kushida was also our other head coach. He wasn't around quite as much because he was just so busy, you know, wrestling like everywhere. Yeah. But we still, you know, it was awesome just for the time that he was there, having Fred there, you know, and then not only that, but all the, you know, the guests that were coming in, kind of every week was like somebody new was coming in. You know, we had guys like, Minoru Suzuki came in, freaking Zack Sabre Jr., Johnny Television.
He's got like tons of names.
Yeah, he was there. I don't even know what to call it right now. But yeah, dude, it was a fun experience, an awesome experience. I did it with people that like I've worked with before that I was familiar with too. So that was cool to train with those, you know, with them. I had my son in like the midway point of that training. It was a 12-week camp. Yeah. And my son was born like at the week 7, week 6 or something like that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that was, I had to miss a few days after that. And then the camp was Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I was kind of able to, you know, make some, take a few days off. My son was born, I think, on a Tuesday. So I missed that day, of course, missed the next Thursday, missed the following Tuesday, I think. And then after that, you know, thank God for my girlfriend. She's the best, that she like gave me the okay to start going back to training and stuff. And it, that definitely made it like all the more harder just being away from them.
Yeah.
But it was a great experience. Awesome experience. I'd recommend it for anybody out there thinking about doing, I think they just started another one not that long ago. And I'm sure they're going to be doing more. So yeah, if you're thinking about doing that, check that out. Cause it was, you know, crazy.
Yeah, I checked out your match. You were in a tag match from the showcase, the Academy Showcase. So what was that like? What was that like? How was that match for you?
That was fun because basically working with, you know, Matt Vandegrift was who was my partner in that match. Yeah. He also did the course. So he was there with me. Yeah, the whole 12 weeks. We were always, anytime that, you know, when we did drills, we try to partner up because he's super athletic. He's so good. He's a big guy. You know what I mean? So I try to put myself with him as much as possible because you know, you want to train with people like that, that are going to, you know, force you to be better. So it was cool that, you know, we got paired together to have a match. And then the match we were going up against, Kevin Knight, who's just this, like, crazy athlete that is just, you know, he's so athletic and he's like so good. So quickly that he became so good. It's just like when you hear him speak, he was there pretty much every day for the training also for the New Japan camp. And he always, you know, shared knowledge and shared advice. And he just speaks with like, you can just tell that he thinks about this stuff thoroughly. You know what I mean? And he's listening to the people that are coaching him, the advice that he's getting from, you know, Shibata-san, Kushida-san, all these people that are, that he's rubbing elbows with, he's soaking all that in, and then he's also sharing it with us, which is you know, awesome. And then DKC, of course, who I've started from day one. He was in the day one camp with me. He started the day one at Santino's when we actually started our course. We debuted together, we wrestled, you know, tagged together for years. So it was cool to for him to be in that match also, because he's one of the young lions. He's been there for a few years already, and now to be like kind of facing him was pretty cool. And it just kind of felt, I won't say full circle, because we had a match not that long ago at Santino's where it was like our first one-on-one against each other. But for to be in that spot with Dylan and with Matt and with Kevin, it was great. It was a fun match, and you know, hopefully they bring me back for those next showcases because I want to be on those.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I was speaking of Kevin Knight, I see that guy now a lot at West Coast Pro. I see him quite often, and the crowd loves him out here. They absolutely love him.
Yeah, I saw they were saying he had like one of the best matches in West Coast Pro, like. I forgot where it was on Twitter for sure, but just everybody was talking about this match that he had with with Brian Keith, I believe. And just everybody was just saying like how good this match was. It was, and I believe it. I haven't gotten around to watching it yet, but yeah, just knowing those two guys, I'm sure it was crazy.
I might have been there in person. I don't know. I haven't been to a lot of pro wrestling, or not pro, West Coast pro shows. Just I haven't recently, but I feel like I was there in person for that match, because that match specifically sounds familiar in person.
Yeah.
So, and it was a good match now that I'm thinking about it. But ooh, so yeah, it's cool that you're getting booked up here. I saw that you did Oasis Pro. How was that for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that was cool, man. It was my first time up in that area as well. I think the furthest north that I had been before that was just like Fresno. So okay, it was cool to, you know, or actually I went to Merced, which is not that much more, yeah, you know, but yeah, it was awesome, man, to be out there, Oasis Pro. I did a scramble there. It was my first time, so I was pretty nervous. But it was awesome. Everybody that was in that match was super friendly, super cool to work with. Nice. That promotion, they're doing like I wasn't too familiar. I hadn't gotten around to watching a show before before I actually got there, but I was watching all of them from the curtain, and man, every single match on there was crazy. Jordan Oliver was also on the card, and he had this crazy match with Tarzan Duran, I believe.
Yeah.
And
then yeah, that was the night of Jimmy Lloyd versus Journey.
Fought yeah, two. Exactly. Yeah. That night. Yeah.
I should have went, but I didn't. I was just like, kind of watch it from home, which I usually yeah, do. But I should have went. That the whole show from top to from bottom to top and everything, it was perfect. I thought the show was great.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun on that show. Everybody was so nice, man. They just made us feel like family. I had my kid and my girl with me too. They welcomed them in, made them feel super comfortable, super welcomed. You know, like I said, the matches were great. I had super a lot of fun in my match. Yeah, man. Hopefully they bring me back, because I really enjoyed being there.
Yeah, because like I said, I've been in a few locker rooms, you know, just to chill and like hang out or do some shit, whatever. But when it's at an Oasis Pro show, it's like everyone there that's booked is a good time. They're good people. And the crowd itself, they're into it from the opening match to the last match. It's a great, great crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, man. It was really fun. I like I said, I hope they bring me back soon, because it's one of my favorites for the year for sure.
I'd like to see you on an UGWA show, just because that, for me, that's the home promotion, and I like your style of wrestling, and I like you as a wrestler. And I mean, UGWA has had some SoCal people, and you know, people that come from Fresno and all that. But yeah, it would be cool to see you get booked on an UGWA show pretty soon.
Hopefully. Yeah, man, it's one of my goals. I've actually, you know, I've put my name in their cap, so to speak, reached out to them, you know, hey, like, you know, let them know that I'm willing to come out there, you know, haven't been able to set anything in stone yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I would love to get out to UGWA. I think I can have crazy matches with pretty much anybody that they have in their locker room. They have such everybody up there in that area, pretty much. It's just like so good. And I'm like so excited, because I feel like I can have these like great matches with all of them, different matches, you know, each one can be its own thing. And yeah, man, I would love to get up to UGWA. That'd be great.
Yeah, like I said, it's the home promotion for me. Like I said, I like your wrestling. It'd be cool to see you out here.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks. Yeah, hopefully, like I said, hopefully this one showing that I just had will lead to more, and those will lead to more, and then, you know, hopefully it'd be pretty regular.
Yeah, but so I did see that Santino Bros had a collective show this past Mania, and you were on it. So how was that? You know, how was that feeling of having like a Mania week booking?
That was really fun. It was a tiring weekend. There was a lot of pressure on that show because of so many people, you know, so many eyes that were going to be on that show. The venue was awesome. I love that venue. Every time that I see anybody running in that spot, I believe it's the Ukrainian Cultural Center. It's such a like nice spot to wrestle at. It was just high stakes, and it felt like high stakes for everyone involved, especially us, because we were kind of just like, you know, if you look at everybody else that was on that collective card, it was some big names, you know, DDT, GCW, you know, a bunch of people, talented people on these shows, and you know, we had Santino Bros, which was the local school, so yeah, to speak, you know what I mean? So we kind of had felt like, you know, we really had to show out and show who we were, and you know, show the world what SoCal already knows, you know, that Santino Bros is the premier spot, and you know, that's where they're pumping out stars, pumping out talent left and right, and then that's going to keep going. And so it felt like the spot that we should be in, and it felt like everybody understood how important of a spot it was, and I felt like everybody made the most of it and knocked it out of the park. I tagged it with Dylan, DKC against the Krusty Krew, Lucas Riley and Dom Kubrick. They've been tearing it up lately also. For us, it was kind of like a reunion of our Bomb Squad tag team days. Since DKC, after his time at the New Japan Dojo, and you know, my time on my own at Santino's, and we kind of finally got back together for this big show, you know, so it felt great for all of us to be in there. And that was also a really fun match, a memorable match that I can still vividly remember.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
I gotta ask though, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you turn on Dylan after the match?
I did. I did. I stabbed him in the back.
Yeah, you did him dirty.
Yeah, I did. What I mean, everybody saw it coming. Everybody told, you know, knew what was gonna happen, except for Dylan. But you know, yeah, shit happens.
So like I said, I think this is going to start winding down at some point, so I want to get to some other questions that aren't wrestling related. I was looking up your social medias and everything, and you knit, or you make rugs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's called tufting.
Okay, well, how did you get into that?
Dude, literally TikTok. I think I was just scrolling on TikTok. I saw somebody was like, I think doing it, I'm a big ASMR guy, so I listen to a lot of ASMR on YouTube and stuff. Yeah. And so I think my TikTok feed, somebody was making these rugs for ASMR, like as ASMR also. But the rug making is what caught me, and you know, the making whatever you wanted, kind of, you know, design whatever you wanted. It looked really fun, and you do it with this like gun. Yeah. It's like a yarn gun. So it just looked like really fun to me. Yeah, it was just like one of those things that like I just really wanted to try, and then once I did it for the first time, got all the stuff that I needed and actually did it for the first time, it was like super soothing and like super relaxing and kind of like satisfying even, you know. It's kind of like filling in the colors, like, you know, when you color and you fill in the lines.
Yeah.
Really similar to that feeling.
Nice. How many rugs have you made so far?
I've made, off the top of my head, less than 10 for sure, because I've the first four that I made were like these small like 8x10 size ones.
Yeah.
And then since then I've been working on like big like 4-foot pieces. I just finished this like coffee table like mat that I did. It's just like nice. A bunch of colors. Yeah, not that long ago I did this like stop sign for Can't Stop Jamal. If you're not, he's a local wrestler
from Vegas.
Yeah. He's freaking, you know, awesome too. If you haven't seen him, check him out. But I made a rug for him of a stop sign. He's got like the stop sign thing that he does. So nice. Made that for him. But yeah, I think I've made probably around 10 so far off the top of my head.
Not bad. Yeah, definitely keep it going. It sounds like you're having fun with it.
Yeah, man, it's something that like I have fun doing just on its own, but I'm also hoping I can make some money off of it.
Yeah,
on the side, but yeah, man, it's fun.
That's cool. So there's one thing I noticed, and like I said, I have tattoos, and I think tattoos are just cool, and I wanted to talk about something that, you know, probably most podcasts don't talk about. But I noticed you have an like outstanding, crazy back tattoo. Can you explain that tattoo a little bit?
Yeah, sure, man. So the back tattoo that I have, first of all, the guy that did it, his name is Bruno Corso. He's actually done all my work on my body. He did my first tattoo, and I just, you know, have been going back to him since. Awesome guy. I think his Instagram is Bruno Corso Tattoo, if you guys want to check him out. But yeah, he did the back piece. Usually what ends up happening is he'll just post these like crazy designs that he works on his Instagram. and they're kind of just up for grabs, man. Like whoever, you know, first one to kind of hit him up for it, or maybe he, I'm sure he does them for, you know, if multiple people want some, you know, why not? But he posted this like three piece sketch of this crazy piece, and you know, I right away told him that I wanted it, and he booked me for it right away. I think it was like, he was like, come in tomorrow or something like that, which was pretty scary. Yeah. But, and the crazy thing is I actually wanted it to be on my front side.
Wow.
Yeah. I wanted it to be kind of like all chest, rib cage, you know, thank God I didn't do that. it actually didn't fit on the front side. So if I would have wanted it on the front, it would have been like up into my throat, or he would have had to like cut it, and he didn't really want to like cut any of it off. So he just put it on, he was like, well, we can do it on your backside, it's much more like, there's a lot, I guess there's more space, or he can kind of shrink it a little bit, I guess, and what, in a way to make it fit better without having to go into my throat and my neck and, you know, all this shit. So we put it on my back, took 3 sessions to get it all the way done. Each session was about, like 6 hours, 6-7 hours.
Holy shit.
Dude, the first session was probably like the worst thing, like the worst day of my life, probably. All the outline we did in one session. And that was my obviously, if you see all my other pieces, they're, you know, done in 2-3 hours, 4 hours, maybe. This piece took 6 hours to finish on just the outline. And I was like, I was so ignorant. I didn't know how to prepare for this besides like having a good meal, like I've done for all my other tattoos, you know, sleeping, not drinking, having a good meal and stuff. But for this one, like, it was so long and so intense that I was actually like, my body was like starting to like shake on its own. I was stuttering and like I was getting the chills, getting pale. And I guess it has something to do with like your blood sugar or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. What I ended up doing for my following 2 sessions, which worked like I wouldn't say it worked like a charm because it still hurt like crazy. But what I ended up doing was, every time that my artist would take a break, I would just take like a handful of like Starburst, like gummies and Sour Patch, and then take like a big chug of Mountain Dew. And something about all the sugar and all the, you know, whatever's in that stuff would like kind of like refill my body and make it just so that I wasn't like about to pass out. It like I said, it still hurt like crazy, but it helped out a lot. So, you know, that's, if anybody's getting pieces, check that out.
That is crazy. But yeah,
sessions.
I was gonna ask, do you have a favorite tattoo of yours?
My favorite tattoo is probably one of the ones of my dogs. I have both of my dogs on my forearms, and they're not the dogs that live with me now. The dogs that live with me now were my girlfriend's dogs when I first met her, and now they're ours, of course. But back home in Fresno, I have my dogs that I you know, raised, and I have both of them on my forearm. My dog Bane, I have him with like an Egyptian like prince theme, so he's got like a crown, like little neck piece on him. And then my other dog Maya, she's a husky, she's got like this like a Greek like that leaf crown that they wear, you know. And and like I said, Bruno did both of those, and those are my favorites because I see them. They're like the easiest ones to look at. They're right on my arm, and I miss them so much. When I first moved out here, I had to leave them behind, obviously, with my family. And it was so tough, man. I would FaceTime my parents and stuff just to see them. But yeah, those two are definitely my favorites for sure.
Nice. But okay, so Zoom's giving me the notification that it's about to end. So let me ask my last question. And then from there, I probably got another question after that, but it will be able to fit the time. When it's all said and done, and you know, the shoes are put away, the gear is put away, and the in-ring work is done, what would Cameron Gates like to be remembered for in this business?
I want to be an entertainer. Like, it sounds funny, or it sounds kind of cliche, but I want to be an entertainer, dude. Like, I don't want to be like a sports entertainer, but like just I love my favorite thing about wrestling so far is like doing something that feels stupid or silly, and then the crowd's just loving it and eating it up. And like, it's like I've found that that's what really makes my blood boil for the business, really. Like, I love the physical part. I love all the, you know, it feels like a fight. I love the training. But I love entertaining people, and I love being the center of attention and the entertainment, so to speak. When it's said and done, I want people to just say that I was so entertaining. That's always my favorite compliment after a show, is that I was so entertaining to watch. Whether it's the wrestling or the, you know, whatever it was that got that from them, but that they say it was entertaining, because that's what people watch wrestling for. And I feel like I'm great at doing that right now, and I love doing that, and it's so much fun. It brings me so much happiness to entertain. So I just want to be one of the great entertainers of this business, I think, is something that I'm aiming for.
Hell yeah. That's probably one of the best answers out of that question I've asked everyone that we have interviewed, me and my brother. And that's probably one of the best answers I've gotten.
Cool, man. I mean, shit, that was off the top too. So, you know, it's true.
Yeah.
That's from my heart, man. You know what I mean? Like I really just like, I just love entertaining, and if that's what I'm remembered for, then job well done for me.
Nice. Well, I got to thank you, man, for doing this on a Tuesday afternoon, late afternoon. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day for doing this. And I mean, I haven't done an interview in like 2 months, and you're my first one back. So I'm really glad that we could do this.
Hey, man, it's an honor. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you taking the time also. I appreciate you, researching me a little bit too, having, coming in prepared. That's, that's awesome, and, feels good, So thank you for that. I appreciate that, man.
No, yeah, no problem. Okay, so one last question. Where can people find you on social media?
All my social medias are at I Am Cameron Gates. I think my Facebook is just like Cameron Gates, but Twitter, Instagram, at I Am Cameron Gates. Email, bookings also at iamcamerongates@gmail.com. Yeah, follow me.
All right, cool, man. Well, I'm going to let you get back to whatever you were doing, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. You too.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, bye.
I really do like doing a lot of these outros and everything. Like, it kind of, I mean, I will admit sometimes I wish I could do these interviews, but like with timing and everything, I just, it's not for me anymore.
No, I'll take over these. I mean, I've already taken them over. That's my thing. But yeah, the interviews are fun for me, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good conversation. I mean, we only talked for like 30, 40 minutes, but that's because I don't pay for Zoom. But that's enough, because an hour is too long, and anything over an hour is a little too long. So, but overall, it was good interview.
Yeah, no, it was, I'm glad that you're starting to get interviews in. Like, hopefully you can start doing this, full time again.
I already know my last one of the year is going to be, because I got to do it.
Yeah. And then, start promoting all those, sponsorships you have.
SeatGeek.
Yeah. Where you can, just for new subscribers, what is it called, new users. SeatGeek can get $20 off their first purchase, right?
Yeah, people should use that now, because if you use the code, you can get $20 off your first purchase of Monday Night Raw,
yeah, or SmackDown, or wherever, or anything that you want.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
not just for people in the air, it's for anyone who listens.
Yeah, because SmackDown is going to Sacramento, and John Cena is going to be there, so yep. Get your tickets. And Raw's coming to San Jose, so get your damn tickets.
Yeah, and don't forget to use that promo card code.
I promote this in the beginning of the.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I'm just trying to get my pay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Markout Media. Use that promo code, get $20 off your first purchase.
So when's the next student showcase?
It should be September 13th at 7 p.m. at the Babyface Boxing Gym in Pacifica, California.
Cool.
And it's free, but you have to RSVP.
Which I did, and you should do the same thing.
Everyone should.
You should do the same thing.
Also, Tom makes really good food.
Whatever he had the last time was amazing.
Yeah, like, it was literally
like Dino Nuggets.
Dino Nuggets in tomato sauce and cheese. It was like a pizza roll, giant pizza roll.
He got to meet Dad.
Yeah, no, Tom's great. Tom is awesome. He's
because our dad went to the first student showcase, so we can see this guy wrestle.
Yeah, so he can see that I'm not just the hat guy.
Yeah, then you're not just the hat guy giving Brian Keith his hat.
hey, that's a homie right there, and I take care of that hat very well.
Yeah, it was the West Coast Cup
and the poncho.
It was West Coast Cup, and David was giving back Brian Keith his hat, and then my dad walks by the TV for a second, and he goes, "Dave is just the hat guy.
I'm also the bellboy."
I shouldn't have told him that. I didn't tell him that.
And the timekeeper.
You should wear a suit.
No, I don't want to wear a suit. I wear shorts and a t-shirt.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You don't need a three-piece suit. Yeah, that's right. I said it, Jake. I hope you're listening.
All the way at the end of this interview. Yep.
Yep. Anyway.
Let's get out of here.
All right, you guys. Again, make sure to subscribe to us. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and many more platforms where podcasts are provided to you. Also, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at MarkoutMedia18. Once again, that's MarkoutMedia18. And as always, make sure to buy the merchandise at BrainBusterTees.com. I almost stumbled on that
one. Yeah, and if you're going to be at UGWA on September 9th, I'll have merch there you can buy in person. Like I said, I'm going to start picking these back up, so there's gives me a reason to sell some merch.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
And go then, buy some merch. I have pins, tons of shirts, two designs to pick from, some stickers, and yeah, come get the last of the King of Log Style stickers and pins.
Yeah, because those are not going to be a thing anymore, so I've retired that gimmick. And
yeah, so come and buy them.
Yeah, definitely. And then for me, I will be not only at the UGWA show in San Jose, I will also be at South Bay Championship Wrestling.
You're going to be in two places?
Two places at once. I'm going to go back and forth, and then right after that, heading right to LA for West Coast Pro.
You're going
to
head out at night or in the morning?
At night.
Cool.
Yeah, might as well, right?
You're just going by yourself?
No, I'm going to take a couple of the students with me. And then cool. And then once that's done at night, on that Sunday night, we're just going to head back home.
Cool.
So yeah,
early show. So you guys should be back, you know, at pretty soon.
I mean, unless we celebrate, you know how it is.
Yeah, I know. A bunch of Modelo's and shit.
Oh, not me. I mean, I just watch and laugh.
That's funny.
Anyways, you guys, from me to Victor to Cameron Gates, and everyone listening, wow, I haven't said this in a while. I'm glad we get to say this.
Say it again, guy.
From everyone. I sound like you when you have a few beers.
Yeah.
You either mark out or get the fuck out. Later.
Thank you for checking out the Mark Out Media podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at MarkoutMedia18. And don't forget to buy the merch at BrainBusterTees.com.